Report: Kamala Harris claims she does not support electric car mandates after years of backing them. By John Binder on August 27, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign now claims she does not support electric vehicle (EV) mandates after years of supporting such mandates as a senator and in her role in President Joe Biden's administration. According to The Spectator's Amber Duke, Harris's campaign sent an email to supporters on Tuesday claiming Vice President Harris does not support an electric vehicle mandate. The statement comes after years of Harris campaigning, championing, and supporting EV mandates that require automakers to produce and sell a certain percentage of EVs to American consumers. Last month, for instance, Breitbart News detailed Harris's Green New Deal proposal from 2020 when she sought to abolish sales of gas-powered cars by 2035 and ensure that Americans can only purchase EVs when looking for a new car. "We will ensure that 50% of all new passenger vehicles sold are zero emission by 2030, and 100% are zero emission by 2035," Harris's agenda read at the time. Similarly, Harris said she wanted to require that all new buses be zero emission by 2030. As vice president, Harris has backed Biden's EV mandate, which will require that a majority of new cars produced and sold in the United States market are EVs or hybrids by 2032. The U.S. Oil and Gas Association slammed Harris in a post to X. Last month, a Harvard-Harris poll revealed that 72% of registered voters said they oppose the Biden-Harris EV mandate, including 57% of Democrats, 77% of swing voters, and 83% of Republicans. Both EV mandates run the risk of wiping out millions of American auto jobs, including the jobs of UAW members. EVs, as experts note, require far less manpower to produce than traditional gas-powered cars. Former President Donald Trump and his running mate, Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., have said they will end Biden and Harris's EV mandate. "We will end the electric vehicle mandate on day one, thereby saving the U.S. auto industry from complete obliteration, which is happening right now, and saving U.S. customers thousands and thousands of dollars per car." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.